How to use relative pronouns. While the rules above provide a solid introduction to relative pronouns in English, they definitely don't tell the whole story. Some relative pronouns seem interchangeable, like that which or who that, while some relative pronouns require specific punctuation. In any case, we will break down some of the more complicated rules below. Restrictive relative clauses versus non-restrictive relative clauses. These names probably sound intimidating, but they're easy once you know what they mean. In short, relative clauses can be divided into two types, restrictive and non-restrictive. These are sometimes referred to as defining, restrictive, and non-defining, non-restrictive clauses. Restrictive clauses provide information that is necessary to understand the noun and sentence. Alternatively, a non-restrictive relative clause adds non-vital information about the noun. In other words, you can remove a non-restrictive relative clause and the sentence will still make sense. However, if you try to remove a restrictive relative clause, the sentence won't make sense. Let's take a closer look at how to use relative pronouns in both restrictive and non-restrictive relative clauses. Restrictive relative clauses. In English, relative pronouns can function as a subject pronoun, an object pronoun, or a possessive pronoun. Let's see how they each work in restrictive relative clauses. We'll go through this table in this order: type, pronoun, example sentence. Subject, that. The house that I grew up in was small. Subject, who. The man who took my purse had green eyes. Object, whom. She is the girl of whom we are speaking. Object, that. The car that I want is not expensive. Possessive, whose. The person whose phone was stolen should contact the police. Possessive, whosever. Whosever keys these are should let me know. Non-restrictive relative clauses. Now let's see how relative pronouns function in non-restrictive relative clauses. Remember, non-restrictive relative clauses add non-essential information. While they operate much like restrictive clauses, non-restrictive clauses must be separated from the rest of the sentence with one or more commas. We'll go through this table in this order: type, pronoun, example sentence. Subject, which. The house which I grew up in is small. Subject, who. The boy, who usually makes good grades, failed the test. Object, whom. The girl, whom no one likes, wants to be my friend. Object, which. The car, which I hope to buy someday, is expensive. Possessive, whose. The person, whose name I can't remember, attends my school. Possessive, whosever. The jackets, whosever they may be, were taken to Lost and Found.